The West Coasters. Produced and read by Tim Bowden. The west coast of Tasmania has always held true to a distinct identity which endures to this day. It's based on geography and a history of isolation from the rest of the island. The mountain ranges running down the west of Tasmania are a natural barrier to the more populated eastern regions of the island. The most recalcitrant convicts were sent to Sarah Island in Macquarie Harbour in 1822 to get them away from the southeastern settlement of Hobart. It was soon realised that the ancient timber, hewn pine, was superior boat-building material, and the convicts began logging this valuable resource. By the end of the 19th century, the West Coasters were also mining gold, copper, zinc, and tin. There was no road to the East Coast from the West until 1932, and Melbourne was more familiar to the West Coasters than Hobart. When I visited Queenstown and other West Coast towns in 1974, there was still a strong feeling of being in a unique community, summed up by the expression, the West Coast spirit. The interviews I recorded then were with Huon Piners and miners who remembered West Coast life back almost to the turn of the 20th century. Almost everyone I interviewed in 1974 is now dead, but their memories of their beloved West Coast can still be heard.
The people of Queenstown on the west coast of Tasmania are literally dancing in the streets. It's the night of Monday, the 23rd of August, 1978. The whole town is celebrating the news that the federal government will subsidise the Mount Lyell Company's copper mine for a further 21 months, to the tune of $7.5 million. It's effectively saved the town of some 5,000 people and their jobs. For the Mount Lyell Company is Queenstown, and the low world copper prices had put the operation at risk. It's not the first crisis the town has weathered, nor will it be the last. All mining towns must eventually close down, but not yet, and the Queenstowners are rejoicing in their new lease of life.
Always be a Queenstown, while